Good evening. Welcome to the Tales of a Former Good Girl with Eve. I'm Eve, and tonight's story is What Happened to the Good Girl. I was raised to be a good girl, but that doesn't mean I was one deep down inside. No matter how much my mother tried, I just don't think you can fight nature forever. I believe I was destined to fail at being a good girl as defined by society. After making a few critical mistakes in high school and getting a reputation that I honestly had not earned, I mean, I wasn't doing anything that anyone else wasn't, I figured why not at least have some fun and live up to my reputation. I came to that conclusion one night in college. It was my freshman year, and I can pinpoint the night, the moment, I made the decision to forego good girl status forever. I was in the lobby of the dorm across from mine one night, and I ran into Jeff. I had honestly been looking for him since I got to school. Jeff was so good looking, and we had dated for about 6 months my senior year of high school. We dated until I caught him at another girl's house. You see, I was just a name Jeff had collected, and I had been a cheerleader at a rival school, so I was definitely a score for him. He had fucked me at a New Year's Eve party, and everyone had details and pics when I got back to school after holiday break. But that was the past. We were in college now. I wanted to show him I did not care about high school shit. I wanted to show him how casual I was and that he was no one in particular to me, just someone I'd had sex with. I had on a white summer weight V-neck sweater turned backwards so that my suntan back exposed that I was braless. I wore cut-off shorts that didn't leave much to the imagination, and I knew Jeff had always loved my, what he called, black girl ass. I'd always had all eyes on my ass whenever I wore jeans, and I knew it. So I let him see me first. You know, I was playing nonchalant. He came over, smiling, and he could not hide his thrill at seeing me. He was with two friends. One of them I knew, Chris, from back home, but the other was his new fraternity brother. Definitely as fine as Jeff, and with that air of an experienced upperclassman. Marco's swag had me with just the smile he flashed down at me when we were introduced. It was one of those wet panty moments, you know, when a guy smiles straight through you and you feel it in your pussy. Jeff smiled at me. He smuggled me back to his room because we had all decided, with Marco and Chris, to have some drinks and listen to music. About three drinks in, I was between Marco and Jeff on the futon. Jeff reached under my sweater, grabbed my breast, leaned over and asked if my pussy was still as good as it was in high school. This was my chance. I wasn't going to let him control the situation this time. I wasn't going to just fall for his cute dimples. I was going to show him that I was a woman, all of 19, and away from home on my own. I was going to show him I was a worldly woman who knew how to have casual sex. Hot casual sex with anyone, and not just him. So I answered his question by saying, "No, babe, it's so much better. But don't take my word, I give out samples. I'm sure the three of you can come to a conclusion." Then I stood up, turned around, and looked down at him. The room was quiet all of a sudden as they each looked at each other. I pulled my sweater over my head, groped my tits for a few seconds, turned around, slowly unbuttoned my shorts, grabbed them by the sides with my G-string, and pulled both down as I bent over with my ass to Jeff and Marco so they could clearly see all of my pussy. Chris was the first one to speak. More tequila, anyone? 'Cause I damn sure think it's working. I walked over and took the bottle. I took two sips directly from it and then crawled up on Jeff's bed. I leaned back, but I was still sitting up. I spread my legs wide open with my pussy in full view. I looked at Jeff and asked him, "Have you become shy since you got to college, or what?" Marco stood up, unbuttoning his jeans, and said, "He may be, but my mama taught me not to turn down anything a young woman serves. You are serving up some pretty pussy, girl." He came over and crawled up on me. His cock entered my pussy, and I moaned so loud. Jeff ran over to cover my mouth and tell me to be quiet because we'd get busted. We had drinks, and then here I was with three guys to shut up. At this point, I knew I was drunk, but I was really surprised by myself because I kept thinking I just wanted all the cock I could get tonight. I told him the best way to shut me up was to let me suck his cock. He asked, "What are you doing?" I told him sweetly, "It's just sex, come on. You know I love cock in me. I just want it the way I like." And then to totally surprise him, I said, "Spit roasted." He said, "Damn, girl." Marco paused to see what I was going to do. Chris and Jeff had pulled out their cocks at this point, and Jeff said, "If you want it, come beg for it." I crawled off the bed and got on all fours. I slowly slid over to Chris, purposely not going to Jeff. I asked Chris if I could please taste the head of his cock. He moved forward towards me, holding his cock. He laughed a little bit, and he said, "I'm sorry to be so cheesy, but I've always wanted to say this. Suck my cock, bitch." And he shoved it in my mouth while putting his other hand behind my head to guide me on his cock up and down. I was slurping and I was sucking. I wanted Jeff to know that I was enjoying cock that wasn't his. Marco said, "Damn, dude, you never told me this girl gave head that good." And at the same time, Chris said, "Don't worry, man, he never told me either." Jeff laughed and said, "'Cause she didn't. She's found her inner slut or something tonight." And that was it. I had. In all of this, I was so turned on, I had been nervous going in, knowing what I wanted to do, to show off to Jeff that I didn't care that I had fucked him. Now I just needed more. I needed to be seen being a slut. I needed them to use me. It was turning me on, feeling humiliated. I wanted to do anything and everything they wanted, the things that other girls wouldn't do. As I sucked on Chris, Marco came up behind me and mounted me, shoving his cock deep inside my cunt. At that moment, I leaned in on Chris's cock and took him all the way down my throat. He was amazed. Jeff said, "Damn." My throat had become relaxed, and I don't know if it was the tequila or the adrenaline working on my mind, but it felt hot. My body felt hot all over, and my throat felt like it was craving to be fucked. I just wanted it to be a true fuckhole for their cocks. Marco shot his load in my pussy, and then Chris grabbed both sides of my face while he sunk his shaft as deep as he could and let loose all of his seed down my throat. He pulled out, and I was there on the floor on my knees with cum dripping out of my pussy, and my mouth still wanting to suck Jeff. I crawled over to him. He had been leaning back on the futon, stroking his cock and taking pics and video of me, being the new slut that I was loved being for them. He kept it on video and told me to look up at him. I did. I took his cock in my mouth after licking the head. I started sucking and deep throating him, but never looking down. Always looking up at the camera, Chris came over and was rubbing the dripping cum all into my asshole. I knew then that someone was going to ass fuck me eventually. Jeff said, "So tell me, how does a Madison cheerleader become a cock whore?" He didn't mean for me to answer. It was understood. I was to keep sucking his cock in my mouth. Keep looking up at him and let him say whatever he wanted about me. He said, "You know, it's going to be fun having you around here. I have new fraternity brothers who will love to use you. I can loan you out, right?" I shook my head yes. I had not realized going into tonight that I wanted to be whored out. I didn't know how much I would be so into this, that I would love being seen, being fucked, being a slut, being used. I loved it. I honestly did not want it to end. I started thinking about the pics and the videos he was taking. I knew they would be seen and shared, that other people would see me being a slut. It just turned me on even more. The more these guys used me, the more I wanted it, that I needed it. They kept calling me their porn star and all kinds of different kinds of sluts and whores. I knew this was the hottest fun I'd ever had. And the first time, I felt like I just could not get enough. I couldn't get enough cock. I couldn't be fucked enough. Jeff pulled out all of a sudden. Chris and Marco were across the room. Chris was stroking his cock, and Marco was drinking and taking video of me. Jeff grabbed a jar of coconut oil. He said, "Masturbate." I said, "What?" He said, "I want to see you stick things in your pussy because we won't fuck you with our cocks." I looked confused and asked, "Like what?" He said, "I don't know. You're the one with the slut cunt. Be creative." I looked around and then I saw it, the bedpost. But it was higher than I could reach. I pulled the desk chair over to it. I took a handful of coconut oil and I lubed up my cunt. I crawled up on the chair and then leaned over to the wall. I placed my pussy over the bedpost. The tequila had worn off, and I was just hot and horny and wanted to freak these guys out with what I was willing to do. I put one foot on the footboard, kept one on the chair, and leaned into the wall. I came down on the bedpost and moaned. It was pure ecstasy, and all I could think of was, "God, this is so depraved, and it is so hot." Marco stood on the bed and took hold of me. Chris and Jeff talked about me, calling me all kinds of names, every kind of slut, and recorded Marco pulling me up and down on the bedpost. Jeff said, "That's enough. I want that ass." Marco pulled me off the bedpost, and I just sank onto the bed while I watched Jeff jack his cock, looking at me. He told me to lube my asshole, to turn around so they could watch. He made me stick two fingers in my asshole and get it ready for him. He told Chris to set up their phones in three different angles to record me. He made me get down off the bed and onto the coffee table doggy style. He slapped my ass hard, twice on each side. He asked me if I had ever been ass fucked before. I hadn't, but I wasn't going to tell him that. I felt his cock head on my anus. Again, I don't know what it was, the tequila, the adrenaline, or what, but I felt hot, so hot all over my body, and I was craving cock. I just needed it. He said, "Beg me." I didn't know what to say. He slapped my ass and said, "Beg me to go slow, or I won't." I said, "Jeff, please, I need my ass fucked, but please go slow. Please go slow and be gentle." Jeff said, "Why do you need your ass fucked?" Before I could respond, Marco said, "Because she's a pure slut, dude. Did you know she was before tonight?" Jeff entered my ass at that moment and said, "No, man, bitch played me like she was a good girl. Didn't you, Eve? Now I know what you're really like, and we're going to have fun. So much fun, aren't we? Whenever I say, right?" I didn't say anything because I was concentrating on his cock in my ass. It was the first time I had done this, and while I was scared, I could not believe how good it felt. I kept backing up into him to get his cock deeper in me. He slapped my ass. He said, "You know I know your mama, right?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "So, we're going to have a lot of fun, right?" I said, "Yes." Jeff all of a sudden stopped pumping my ass. I didn't know why. I was quiet, and he said, "You meant to say yes, sir, right?" That was it. I knew he could control me, every part of me. Quietly, I said, "Yes, sir." I knew I would do whatever he said. I wanted to be a slut for him, to show off. This was the moment, with his cock deep in my ass, with Marco and Chris watching and taking videos of me, I embraced that I was truly a slut, that I wanted to be a slut. The night continued, I guess, until around 5 or 6 a.m. As I fell asleep, naked with all three guys, three men who had used all of my holes any way they wanted. I knew I was going to do this a lot. I knew I had just left everything good girl behind.